This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last Thursday, Donald Levine, a Korean War veteran and the father of the G.I. Joe, passed away. He developed the iconic action figure in part in tribute to veterans. And the G.I. Joe is not the only beloved toy rooted in American history. Roman Mars of 99% Invisible and producer John Millwillam bring us this story of the teddy bear and its not nearly as successful younger brother, the Billy Possum.
This is the tale of two toys with two very different fates.
I'm John Mualim. I'm a writer with the New York Times Magazine.
Our tale starts in 1902.
Theodore Roosevelt is president.
And he decides to vacation in a town called Smeads in the Mississippi woods, where he can hunt black bear.
He's a big outdoorsman, big hunter.
And this hunting trip became kind of a famous story.
He had spent a few days hunting, and I don't think they even saw a single bear. They definitely didn't get to shoot at any.
Finally, the dogs get the scent of a bear, and the guide goes ahead while the president hangs back. The guide says,
"You just stay here, and I'll flush it right to you."
The hunting party finds the bear, knocks it on the head, and ties the semi-conscious creature to a tree
so that the president can be the one who has the honor of shooting it.
But there had been a drought that year, and the captured bear was mangy and about half its normal size. And Roosevelt takes pity on it.
He decides that it's unsportsmanlike to shoot this thing. You know, he's not going to do it, and he doesn't want anyone else to do it either. You know, word of this spreads, and a political cartoonist draws a cartoon of the moment of him showing the bear this mercy. And the way the cartoonist draws the bear is almost like a little Labrador puppy or a golden retriever puppy. It's sort of on its butt and its hind legs, and it's got these big, round, perked up ears, almost like Mickey Mouse, and these big wide eyes, and it's staring at the president, waiting to see what its fate will be.
And they called it Teddy's Bear.
This adorable little bear in the cartoon was turned into a three-dimensional plush toy.
And it was a sensation, but it was also weird. At its height, the teddy bear completely overshadowed even baby dolls, of all things. But the toy industry thought it was just a novelty, and as soon as Roosevelt left office, the reign of the teddy bear would be over.
So it was really looking for whatever was going to be the next cuddly plaything that American kids were going to want.
So fast forward to 1909, and Roosevelt's term is about up, and the president-elect is Roosevelt's hand-picked successor, William Howard Taft.
And that January 1909, Taft is in Atlanta. He's trying to woo the South, and he's the guest of honor at this banquet.
And the Chamber of Commerce in Atlanta decides it's going to serve him the truest, most unpretentious Southern dish around. The meal was possum and taters.
And a possum would be roasted on a bed of sweet potatoes and then presented whole on a platter with its head on, its tail on. Often you'd get a smaller little sweet potato crammed between the animal's teeth. The one that they brought to Taft's table weighed 18 pounds. All of a sudden, the orchestra strikes up and the guests burst into song. Suddenly, Taft is presented with this surprise gift, and it's a small, stuffed opossum toy.
And this is a brand new invention that some local Taft supporters are trying to position as William Taft's presidency's answer to the teddy bear.
They're calling it the Billy Possum. Already, there was a company set up called the Georgia Billy Possum Company. According to one account, within 24 hours of that banquet, there were already deals being brokered for Billy Possums with distributors across the country.
But since you probably never heard of a Billy Possum, you can guess what comes next.
It was a total flop, and the Billy Possum was forgotten and almost entirely out of stores within a couple of months. The Billy Possum never even made it to see Christmas time, which is a special kind of tragedy for a toy.
John Willem thinks it's these different origin stories that explain a lot of why the teddy bear was so huge and the Billy Possum was such a failure. The teddy bear story and the famous cartoon made bears into cute little companions. Taft ate his 18-pound possum at a banquet. Taft even bragged about how much possum he consumed.
"Well, I like a possum, and I ate very heartily of it last night, and it did not disturb in the slightest my digestion or my sleep."
That image does not make for a good toy. Not like Teddy's cute little bear. Also, much like that possum-eating story, opossums are kind of creepy. By the way, the black bear that inspired the teddy bear, the truth is the hunting party totally ate that poor thing. They're bear hunters.
And on the last night of their trip, they finished it off. They roasted its paws, and I kid you not, they ate the paws with a side of possum and taters.
That story from Roman Mars of 99% Invisible and producer John Millwellum. You can find a link to hear it again on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.
Baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be,
oh, teddy bear.